Yo, 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 bow, 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 bow. Welcome to the Grease Trap with your greasy hosts, Adam Cantrell and Dalton the Sizzler Sipes.
What up?
Dalton, what say we get into it?
Let's do it.
How was your week, man? What have you been up to?
Been busy, man. So you went to a concert last week.
Sure, then went to two of them.
Yeah, and we had Marissa's sister over here, so we had their dogs. So I went over and stayed the night at your house this week. I went and stayed there the one night. And there you go. Overall, positive experience. I took care of your dog. Me and Wimpy are homies, so he got lots of pets and all that. And I brought over a little bag of treats, dude. I broke some of the treats we had off for the dogs here and took them over to him.
You make me feel uncomfortable with how great you make my dog feel. Like, you want to talk about gasms, dude. You got Wimpy just gyrating, dude, hey, down there.
Dude, I treat dogs right, bro. I feed him treats.
Game
I
know recognizes how to pet
game.
Him.
Game recognizes game, dude. But question I have is, did you go to the Bed Bath & Beyond closeout sales when they closed those stores, dude? Did you buy every salt lamp in Ohio? How many of those things do you need?
I got two, and I've had them for years.
Dude, I was in there.
I got two.
I was going to bed, and I shut all your lights off, and then I just got the Himalayan salt mines shining lights at me.
Here's what it is. I got two. I like to create an ambiance. I like an amber glow. And I like my frankincense and myrrh. So, two salt lamps. I got one lamp that changes colors. I got a little light strip on the back of my TV. Yeah. I got a wax warmer. And then I got a little mosaic light bulb, little dim light in my little nightstand.
Two things you brought up. First one, hey, hope you're not epileptic if you go over to your house. You turn that TV on, and then that LED strip is out of control, bro.
I'll give you that one. I need to get a new one.
Talking about me treating Wimpy right, I thought he was going to freak out when I turned that thing on, dude. It was crazy. Also, I forgot about this until just now, but I did love the video you had planned for him. When I got over there.
Yeah.
It was like very soft music and like just like picture, like a video of dogs rolling around in a field.
You know what's funny? I'm sorry to interject. No, but you brought it up. So I just actually had this thought recently. I do that often when I'm about to leave him.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to help with anxiety in dogs. But now I think he knows that when I put that on, I'm leaving. Yeah. So it does the opposite. It just gets him all fucking worked up.
Dude, when I walked in the door, he cracked me up because he looks at me and his actual body didn't move right away, but that tail just started smacking
it's
that couch, dude.
For he a little
was
tail.
He was stoked, dude. Yeah. I was like, nice. He knows what's up. He knows what's coming to him. And then I took my computer over there because I wanted to clip up some of the last two episodes, and so I like had envisioned. And like, dude, I've been to your house. It's that's what's funny about this. And
don't speaking of Wimpy, that's a Wimpy era. Like, right there.
Yeah,
so they're everywhere. They're
so
fucking everywhere.
I thought I was going to be posting up, like at a kind of a command station. I was like, this dude ain't got a single table in his place. I was like, where does he eat, dude? I swear to God, I told Marissa I was going to ask you about the table, and I said, where's he eat? I go, off his stomach, and then you literally pointed right to it.
I will literally pull that, as I did for dinner tonight, mere moments before coming here. I will pull that pot or pan off the stove, and what I usually do, because it's hot on the bottom, is I'll grab one of those shitty blue pillows, and I'll just buffer it and just sit it on my lap.
That is hilarious,
dude. I've also got food trays. Did you also miss the
I didn't see the food trays.
Well, the cafeteria trays. And then, yeah, you obviously missed. So in between.
That's still not good enough.
To the left of the television is a TV trays.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I did not see the TV trays.
But it's still, that's a new acquisition.
You just been living tableless.
Yeah,
interesting.
I have been, dude. Ever since I left Marion, I've been tableless.
I was like, this dude ain't got a table.
We're going on 4 years, no table.
Somebody get this man a table.
No coffee table, no dining room table, no nothing.
I guess I know what to get you for Christmas or something.
I got no room for it. Where am I going to put it?
Yeah, I guess in front of the couch that faces the TV. If you get a small one about this size,
how about you get yourself a new table, and then I take this. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's actually.
There we go.
That's a great plan. Yeah. And you already alluded to it. But the you might think that his place, based on watching, if you're a fan of this podcast and you watch this, you might believe that his apartment would smell like a bingo hall bathroom.
Why would you think that?
But it does not. It actually does. It is a pleasant environment. The frankincense and myrrh.
I've been rolling that scent. I've had candles. I've had the hand wash. I got the detergent that I wash my blankies and my sheets and my towels in. I got the spray.
You have certainly cultivated that scent.
Dude, I've been rocking that out for years. What I like to do, do I not keep up pretty neat?
Yes, you do.
I keep it
you
clean. Do. You do. I keep it clean.
You're cleaner than me.
Can't stand the clutter, dude, because like, man, there's like a... When you see shit's in disarray, you're like, oh, like, oh, panicky. But then, like, when you come home, especially after a rough day, and everything's, like, already, like, neat, it's yeah, like there sure. is there is that feeling. And then you got the orange glow of the lights at night. You got the smell of frankincense and myrrh. You're nestling down with a pot of chili on your tummy, and you're just, that's my vibe, man.
That is
I
your
keep
vibe.
It 50-50. Like, I'm pretty I don't have tables, but, hey. I got
everything else is kind of
good smells.
Got some good smells. And so, like I said, it is pleasant when you're there. However, the clothes that I had on while I was there, I brought those home, washed them, dried them, throw them in my closet. I pulled the shirt out that I had on and I put it on. And the moment I pulled it from the hanger, dude, I knew that it was the one that I wore over to your house. And I just washed it again yesterday. I haven't worn it again yet. So we'll see if two washes is enough to rid my shirt of your scent cultivation.
What's funny is you're not the first person to tell me that. God, I'm very gassy. I apologize. and I guess I just don't recognize it because I'm around it 24/7.
Yeah.
But there are moments like when I'm folding up my blankets, not even like freshly washed, like just like tidying up, and like it's like I haven't washed this fucker for like 2 weeks, and it's and I'll fold it, I go, well,
yeah,
and smells good.
And dude, it's infused so hard that like when you pet Wimpy, even like your hands smell like the smell because it's he's part of the scent now.
Yeah, and I will smell that like when I take him places. But yeah, when I'm yeah. there, like he just smells like a nasty.
Well, yeah,
dog.
And you're probably so used to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how I vibe, dude.
And then the final piece for me staying at your place is, I had a choice. I noticed you had the baby gate at your bedroom door, which I assume is for Wimpy, not for me, because I don't know if you know I can get over those. But I was like, do I sleep in his bed or do I sleep?
I was wondering.
And do I sleep on this couch?
I made the bed, or did I? Or no, it was still a mess.
And, well, I don't need a made bed, but then I thought about it and I was like, I don't want to be anywhere near where those cheeks were, dude. I would rather lay on the couch with your dog that shits outside and doesn't wipe his ass then take a gamble of laying in your bed where you're nestling around.
I
in that
sleep
thing.
Naked, too.
I know. I don't want any part of that. I made the right decision is what I'm saying.
I even was like telling people, like, dude, my buddy's watching my house. I was like, I don't know. I don't think he will lay in my bed because you would get pissed when I would get in your bed.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of my bed,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you would. You would get pissed. And then I was like, that couch is kind of gross, dude. It's a crumb catcher. It's got covered in hairs, and it's beat down. So I was like, I don't know. And part of me just assumed that you were just going to have your own air mattress because
I thought about it.
My name's Dalton Sipes. I'm self-sufficient. I've got everything that I need. Do. I don't need anything that
I
you got.
I am, and I do.
Yeah. So that's what that's truly what I settled on. Then I saw that the
couch was in a disarray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I woke up at like 7 in the morning, took Wimpy out, gave him some food, dipped quickly because it's early and I got places to be. And then I came back midday, gave him a little more food and let him out. But yeah, I ultimately, I did debate it for 1 second. And I was like, no, I'm not sleeping in that bed.
You missed out, dude.
It is funny that you said you're surprised I didn't bring an air mattress because I did think about it.
I knew it. I know. You think you know me, bro. I got you figured out.
But I was like, I'm just trying to be minimal here. I don't really need to take a bunch of stuff.
Let me tell you want to talk about a delight to the senses. You missed out not sleeping in that bed, bro. Oh. That set, you wouldn't have been able to get the smell of frankincense off of your body.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have an air diffuser in there, an oil, like an oil diffuser that just pumps out frankincense and myrrh.
Of course it does.
Nonstop. It's on a timer.
Yeah, you got something else on timer, busting off shit in the air in there.
You wish.
But yeah, that was my experience at your place. Like I said, overall positive, just some funny stuff in there.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think of where I should start because I've had some shit going on.
Yeah.
So obviously,
dude, I wish I would have started a counter on this one. Because,
I think about three recorded.
Yeah, dude. I think you got it.
I can't help it, dude. Anyway, so okay, let's just start from the Starfucker show. So yep. I went and saw a band, Starfucker, in Columbus.
That's the one where I watched Wimpy.
Met up with Ernie and Beancorn and Hannah. And watch that. They're always so fun. Right out the gate. Confetti cannons. The wacky inflatable arm flailing tube men.
That's
cool. On the dude. And it's so fun. They always get like the opening. Anybody that's watching this, if Starfucker, usually they're stylized as STRFKR.
Well, I actually just saw this on Reddit yesterday, unrelated to the show, but they used to actually spell it out as Starfucker. And some people have like early merch where it says that. But
their first album, the first pressing, say Starfucker.
Yeah, and then they had to change it because basically that you can't print that most places.
Right, and they were starting to get a little bit more hype. So they actually changed it to Pyramid for a second, and then they're like, oh, let's just call it STRFKR. They put on a great show, dude. It's always a dance party. It's always super fun. So the opening acts, they usually have dress up and like they do costume changes. They'll crowd surf. They'll dance. The one chick from the opening band was like in this astronaut outfit, crowd surfs out and like stands and does a split on the crowd. Like they didn't do it this time, but in the past, like I've seen massive like inflatables,
right?
And that they just ride through the crowd.
So they kind of borrow a little bit from like what the Flaming Lips do.
They are Flaming Lips light.
Yeah,
like picture right. Flaming Lips right. But dude, I honestly think they're way better than Flaming Lips, you know, just because right. They're Starfucker is one of my favorite sure. bands. New album came out, it's dope. Anyway, that was fun. Friday night went to see, I forgot I told Dogger I would go with him, but in Covington, Guided by Voices was playing at the Madison Theater, which nice. Is a cool venue. I've started to see quite a few shows there.
So you went with our actual biggest fan, the biggest fan of the podcast that we have. You went
Dogger, to, yes. You, yeah, that's all he would talk about, believe it or not. Said he couldn't wait to hear about it.
I'm sure.
So anyway, he calls me. I was getting ready to pick him up. Like doors open at 8. I was like, I'm not getting there at 8. I'll get there at like 8:30 or whatever. So I was going to leave my place at 8. I wasn't going to like get drunk or anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to drive. Dogger calls me up at like 10 till. Unintelligible. I mean, unintelligible. And then I told him, I was like, yeah, dude, I was like, I'll have a couple beers.
Fucking
and,
GBV.
And he goes, you can't not see GBV just hammered. He's like Uncle Bob, Robert yeah, Pollard or yeah. whatever. Uncle Bob, he'll have three beers done before the first song.
GBV.
And honestly, to put a pin in that, he wasn't wrong. Because that whole crowd was lit, but I'll talk about yeah. that crowd in a second. So I roll to his house. I see a dude that I had recognized being over there come stumbling out. So I thought he was just leaving or whatever, but he's going to the con. That's Crazy Dave.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah,
Crazy Dave. Good dude.
Yeah.
So he hops in. I said, all right, so Crazy Dave's rolling with. Dogger hops in the front. When they get in my car, dude, instantly, I have never smelled booze. It smelled as, and I'm not exaggerating.
As if they poured.
It was insane. It like it would burn my eyebrows off, and it just so my car just smelled like hard liquor and weed. Yeah. It just like I'm like God damn. So we go find a spot to park. Dave gets out, and this dude like needs a medal. I've never seen somebody that drunk in my life still functioning.
Yeah, yeah.
He might as well have been walking sideways like when we were walking to the venue.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So anyway, we get there. Crowd is just, everybody just looks like Dogger.
He's in his element.
Well, they're within our age group. Yeah. And I'll tell you, that thing is packed. That is the most people.
Bro, they're local.
They're, so, yeah, Dayton. Yeah. And he even said, like, this is technically I'm from Dayton, but this is pretty much a home show.
Yeah.
And it's a Friday night and everybody's feeling aight. But dude, everybody was drunk. Like, Dogger was not joking. Like, everybody.
And you were sober.
Ish.
Go
in there and I get my couple beers and Dogger gets a couple beers. And so, like, we weasel our way down to the pit. And like I said, it's just a bunch of old heads. Like, I was catching a vibe. Like, right. I was like, this is awesome, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, concerts just kind of fucking suck now, man.
Yeah. It is very common to go to a concert and just people just stand there.
They just stand there. If they're in the pit, it's like, it's not like you don't have to be jumping and jiving if you're in the pit, but don't get pissed off when people are jumping and jiving and they bump into you.
Yeah. And, and when we're talking jumping and jiving, just so we're clear to people who listen, we're not talking about like mosh pitting here. We're talking about just vibing grooving. And dancing like and grooving. Literally just getting
like jiggling. Yeah. Like literally just jiggling.
Yeah. Just having a good time and dancing, feeling the vibe, being a part of the experience.
And dude, and nobody, like, people will get shitty. Like, you've got phones up, which I get, like, that's just part of what it is.
Yeah,
and
we live in the modern era. You know,
and I hate to sound like that old guy, but it's like, you're never going to fucking watch that video.
No. And no one, you're going to post on Instagram and literally no one's going to watch it. It's terrible quality.
Yeah, but it's, you know, but it is what it is. Dude, I'm not kidding. Not one phone. I think I saw a couple people, myself included, snap a picture or two.
No, I'm cool with a picture or two.
You should. You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Just because that way, like, you can get a visual image of what you, like.
If you want a clip of your favorite song, but what I'm mainly, like, what mainly grinds filming, my gears, in the entire,
I know,
entire
dude.
Songs,
I
let
know.
Alone the entire set. It's, I mean, their hands don't go down.
I know. It's terrible.
It's crazy. Anyway, now we're just sounding like two old men yelling at the sky.
That's who I am.
But no, and dude, like, the crowd, I was like, well, shit, I wish I was hammered.
Yeah,
I was like, this is like what I remember concerts being.
For
like,
sure.
It was kind of refreshing.
Absolutely.
Super good time. So I was, to be honest with you, like, I've always liked Guided by Voices, the songs I've heard, but I'm just not super familiar with them. I knew a few songs. There was literally, they only played one song that I knew, and it was the very last song, Glad Girls.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one that I knew. They are just, for me, not like really being like super familiar with it. Right. Good time.
Yeah, bro.
And the dude, like, literally, if you look at his discography between solo and Guided by Voices and like EPs, dude's got over 125 releases.
It's crazy.
I mean, the dude shits out. We're talking two or three albums a year. He's got over 1,600 writing credits to his name.
That's insane.
Where he was literally, oh, and so then to live up to his reputation, yeah. I guess, or what was explained to me, there's a cooler on the stage, and that dude is just grabbing Miller Lite after Miller Lite. He's drinking them down, and so you watch him get drunk. They play like a 2.5 hour set. They play like 50 songs.
Right.
It was long as hell. So he's getting progressively more hammered, and this dude is like 70 years old.
That's what's crazy, dude.
And he is doing high kicks, like touching his leg, jumping around, taking the microphone, swinging it. Like, dude is just, oh, Uncle Bob,
dude,
is the man.
There's some of these old alcoholics out here where the alcohol keeps them alive.
That's,
I swear,
dude,
to God,
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it just something about it. They're, you know, everybody's built a little different, and somehow their bodies just run on that shit.
Well, so there were times, and I don't even think it was just the drinking. He was like, here's a song. He goes, I don't know what album it's off of.
I'm sure if you've released that many.
If you've got that many, I'm sure that A, you don't remember what albums they're off of, and B, I guarantee you, there's a bunch of his songs that he's forgotten about.
Has to have forgotten about them.
Okay, I had that
them.
Thought.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And then the last thing about that, and I thought this was neat, is he just starts handing out beers, and then he also pulls out a fifth of some sort of liquor, and so he's just bottle chugging that, and then at some point during the show, there's more than half of a fifth. He just hands it to somebody and it just makes its way through the crowd. And like, so that was a good time. Dogger would keep wanting to hit my pen. And the first time I gave it to him, I just immediately see him ask every crusty lip motherfucker around if they wanted to smack that. Yeah. Luckily, none of them did. But I was like, you son of a bitch.
That's funny.
Because, dude, I guarantee you there's a ton of crusty lips at a GBV show. And then at one point I just saw him, there was a dude, cause we were butt to nuts, dude.
Sure.
And like, I just happened to look up and just see him getting the, drive through car wash treatment. Somebody is just doing that in his head. It's just getting, it was fine. That was a good time. I'm glad I went, got home at a decent time because, and I'm glad I didn't, the main reason I didn't get drunk was like, I had shit I wanted to do Saturday morning. Yeah. And I just know myself too. For well. Sure. I know all my little tricks, you know, I try to tell myself that it's not going to be bad, but then I know inevitably.
You were just trying to enjoy the best day of the week. I get it.
So anyway, that was that. And then, so those are the two concerts I went to. That's pretty much what I did.
I got something I wasn't even going to talk about on the podcast, but just talking about bands and like some of this older stuff there. I know, you know, the song Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. That was like one of my favorites as a kid.
Yeah. Their band name is Rednecks, N-E-X.
That's okay. Hilarious.
This was just recently, April 16th is when this happened. So it was like a week ago, but it helped set a new YouTube record of 3 billion views in 26 days.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, and I thought that was funny. I ended up looking up how that happened, as you probably guessed, TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
Some dude released some weird like mashup thing of it, and then people clipped this video like 3 billion times. So that's what happened there, but they got that. But then anyway, I ended up looking up just Rednecks, and something that was funny about them is a previous story that I found on the internet is in May of 2007, they put themselves for sale on eBay to the highest bidder. And
what does that mean?
That's like and they answered, but it still doesn't make any sense. This is their answer. Buy your own pop band. For the first time in history of the entertainment business, there is a pop band for sale. And we don't mean for sale as in hire them for your next festival. No, we mean for completely for sale as in it's all yours. The buyer gets it all. The band, the trademark, the music, the tour, the record deals, the website, the record releases, the plans, the contacts, the styling, the catalog, all previous hits and recordings, and of course, the opportunities, the future. They made a website to sell it. It never happened, but what a hilarious idea.
Okay. Well, yeah. Cause what if I buy them? Okay. Well, and I'm like, you guys, I own you. You're playing this day, that day. So what just stops them from quitting?
See, well, that's what I didn't understand about it because I clearly can understand what I just read, but, does it mean that they perform or does it mean literally you just assume their identity, the style, you see what I'm saying? Like all the trademarks, and basically they just get out of it. You're them now.
Damn, dude.
That's like an alternate way I thought of it as well. Or it could be as
what's like the old folktale, the monkey paw or whatever. Dude buys something like a cursed object, and they just like pawned off. Like the cotton eye Rednecks is just this cursed object they're just trying to get rid of.
That is a short film waiting to happen.
There we go.
They'll probably do it. Sounds like. Yeah. But yeah, no. That I just thought that was hilarious that song became that popular.
Sing it right now. I want you to know the lyrics. Ready? Best guess at the lyrics.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. Dude, that was like one of my favorites when I was like circa 1997.
You probably got like the Jock Jam CD and it blew your mind, dude. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't even going to bring that up, but
I'm glad you did because that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
And then to cap it off, I was kind of telling you a little bit before I came here. If you recall, previous couple episodes back, I expressed concern over some cold sensitivity in my tooth.
Yeah,
and if you remember, I said, "Don't worry, I got a follow up doctor appointment on." Or dentist appointment on April 30th, a little checkup. We're going to put it on ice until then. No pun intended.
Yeah.
With the cold feeling. So today is
April 30th.
April 30th. Not for you, but for us.
For us, it is.
go there. I said, listen here, doc. It was actually the cleaning lady, and it was a new one. It was a new one that I hadn't had before. And I said,
this I love that you go to the dentist so regularly, you know these people.
Dude, the one I had in Marion, I had for like 20 years.
I don't know that I've ever seen the same person. If I have, it was not to my knowledge.
You suck, dude. Anyway, no wonder them teeth is gross, dude.
No, they're not.
Them teeth is gross. No wonder you got to floss 18 times.
I floss, yeah.
Anyway, so it's gum recession. And she goes...
Everybody's got that dog.
Yeah, I know, but she goes, you use a whitening toothpaste? It's like, yes, of course I do. That's all I use. That's all I've used for like 10 years. She goes, here's what I'm going to do. She goes, you know, the little trial pack. She's like, I'm going to give you a couple. You're going to have to brush with Sensodyne for like a month straight.
You're probably just crying inside, dude.
You have no idea. You know how many times I made fun of people for using Sensodyne, bro? Who the fuck uses Sensodyne, dude? And got the little bitch teeth.
Look at you now.
I know it. So
look at you now.
I know. So I'm just like, I want to fucking cry. I want to die. I don't know what, it, you know. I got to deal with this bitch toothpaste, like a little bit. I got these bitch-ass gums in here. But one thing about Sensodyne is it builds up. You're supposed to use it every day. You can't like switch on and off, and it like
it's actively, like an antibiotic or something.
Like actively like adds minerals or some, there's some science
there. I don't know.
But anyway, I said, give it to me straight, doc, how's the teeth look? You know what she said?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, other than your gum recession, you have the most beautiful set of teeth I've ever seen in my life.
Lord, I'm not even joking, bro. She was like, you have amazing teeth. I hear that all the time, dude, and I get so panicked. You know how many times I floss my teeth today at work, and I had a little bag of floss picks. I'm just going to town because I was eating like jerky and chicken wings and shit. So I was like, hell yeah. So we start talking, okay, and I get to know if like you're working on me, if like we're sitting in a room, I'm going to talk to you. We're going to have some conversation. And so then she kind of opens up, like she's kind of reserved because obviously she doesn't know me. So she's got to try to keep this professional thing.
Yeah.
But she says one of her friends, I don't know if they opened their pool early or what this year.
Yeah, because it's Memorial Day to Labor Day, baby.
Well, yeah, so she opened, like, and I've heard of a lot of people with as warm as it's been opening up
getting their pool early, yeah.
Well, anyway, this chick, and I don't know what kind of aerobic aqua stunt she was doing to where she caught her upper jaw on the diving board. So what are you doing unless you're jumping backwards, I guess?
What's that called, dude? A gainer. Isn't it?
No, gainer's when you jump
forward off and you go backwards. Yeah, no, there's something where you go backwards. I can't remember.
Could have been just Jimmy joshing around and jumping off backwards. Damn. But anyway, caught them. Dude, knocked out her four money makers, bro. And like broke, like fractured her upper jaw.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, bad day. Because A, that's got to be painful as hell.
Dude.
And then B, you look in the mirror.
And your life's over temporarily.
My life's over forever if that happens to me, dude. That's funny, dude. That is literally one of my biggest fears. It's A, to lose a tooth. B, to lose four teeth. And C, to lose your money makers.
I know, bro. But so I'm not crazy about my teeth. My teeth are fine, but I ain't trying to lose my front teeth. Dude. And of course, I think it would eventually be okay because I'm sure she's getting like implants and stuff and whatnot and getting everything fixed.
But it ain't cheap.
No, it ain't. I'm sure.
It ain't cheap. And I told her, I said, that's literally one of my biggest fears. I said, I literally have, I told her about my recurring dreams where my teeth fall out. And I just know nobody's ever going to take me seriously. And I told her that I literally, cause it's the truth. If you're missing like any of your front teeth, just know I'm never going to be able to take you seriously. Like ever. I'm sorry. It's just not going to, you could be missing the ones that the boys in the back, no big deal. But yeah, if you're missing them front line, if you're missing the front line up there, dude, I got nothing.
That's hilarious.
I got nothing for you. And so then, again, my curiosity gets taken away and, I go, what is the, and I ask this to all my new dental hygienists that I don't know. I go, what's the gnarliest thing that you've seen?
Oh man.
And that's when she started loosening up and, she goes, there are people in here that's gums are so badly obsessed that you touch them and they just burst and pus comes out. And she says, the smell is bad. I go,
that is the nastiest.
Well, dude, it's dangerous,
shit,
dude. You know how many, like, like heart complications are attributed to poor dental hygiene.
Oh,
did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, dude. Like you have an abscess tooth. That can put you down, dude. That the infection drips down, dude, and like it can get in your heart and shit,
dude. And just so we went over that, like boogers and stuff is your kryptonite. Mine is like pimples and pus and abscesses and shit like that. I was like, when he just said that, I got headed for a second.
That's
because
you don't eat nothing anymore.
No, that was, I mean, that's disgusting.
It's
bro.
Bad. And you ever, this is a funny question, but you ever smelled somebody who's got like rotting teeth?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Their breath is atrocious.
I'm
too.
Sure.
And as I've mentioned, kind of alluded to, there's I'm around a lot of people in my day-to-day life that just ain't got them all
the most
up
sanitary.
And like, dude, there's a couple people in particular that their teeth are so bad that it just, I can smell it and I just, I have to hold my breath, dude. It's crazy.
That ain't as bad as the abscess, the gums, dude.
Well, that is what it is. That's what I'm smelling. That's what I'm smelling, dude. That's what makes the smell. And then, like, she goes, I don't know if I could be with a partner that's missing any of their teeth. I go, preach. yeah. I go, there's a couple people that are in my day-to-day life that just ain't got no teeth at all.
That's crazy.
And this is a genuine question, okay? And I've pondered it, so I laid it on her. I go, I've seen people with no teeth just mow down on meat, like steak.
Yeah, how?
Jerky.
How? Jerky's crazy.
Anything.
That's crazy.
Jerky's crazy.
That's crazy.
I go, how? And my theory was that you just go without teeth long enough, your gums start to get molded and like kind of like...
Hard? Calloused?
So that is what happens. They get calloused.
That's crazy. So, like, I guess why I didn't realize they could get calloused is, like, you can get them on, like, your hands and stuff and, like, your feet, but it's dry, typically. Your mouth is a wet environment. It's hilarious.
Well, you got bone up there.
Yeah. So. I mean, you got a jaw, sure, and, like yeah, but that's just crazy.
Yeah, she goes, we've had people in here with no teeth that can literally eat corn on the cob. Which that's nuts.
That, you don't got to floss afterwards, at
you
least.
You don't brush. You don't got to brush your teeth. Do you brush your gums?
You probably have to brush your tongue.
You
probably
have to. I don't know, man.
Just with your finger. Just.
But here's the thing. You don't get to have a no teeth with proper dental hygiene anyway. So I doubt they're caring about that. But she said the road to those calloused gums is a painful one.
It has to be.
But yeah. So
now side thought, because I was just thinking, you know, I'm 34. You're 34 now too. We're lucky that we're in the modern era, bro, because, like, keeping all your teeth and, like, having probably a decent set of teeth is probably a fairly new thing. I haven't done research into this. Maybe you're the teeth guy. You might know this. But, like, I feel like within the last 100 years, probably, it's that people, like, actually keep their teeth and for the most part. And it's, like, pretty good. Like, teeth probably ain't supposed to be around all that long.
I get that, man. But here's my thing, okay? And I'll give you the older generations or whatever. Folks our age. Even a couple years older than us.
Yeah.
There is no excuse.
Yeah,
how do your teeth... I get that, like, accidents happen, and, like, I get that, like, I'm an anomaly and that I've never had a cavity and probably never will because I brush my fucking teeth, but how do you get to the point where your teeth are rotting out, they're falling out? How in the hell?
Yeah, because wouldn't you do something about it before then? Wouldn't you start doing something?
How does that happen? How do you just say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just not going to brush.
I'm going to let these fall out.
Yeah. Like how? I will. That's not for me to understand, I guess.
Bro, we're probably losing all of our listeners right now.
And I do joke on the cavity. Now, I just love throwing that. I love busting.
No,
people get cavities. I get that. But I'm talking about gnarled ass. Your shit is rotted
out. Yeah. How you lose all your teeth?
How in the hell does that happen?
I stand by it. How do you let your teeth just rot out?
How does that happen, dude? Anyway,
it's funny.
This has been the Dental Hour with Adam Cantrell. I think that's all I got to say on the dental front.
But it'll be back, I'm sure. There's
just,
no way.
Just know that my teeth are good. I got some buttered corn action over on this side. That's my biting chomping side.
I think... So I know a lot of people spend a lot of time making sure they have like these pearly white teeth, bro. It's weird. Really, like if you're like 30, fake. If you're like 30s and 40s, bro, ain't no way your teeth are white. You've lived. You like you've been alive. Your teeth have to have some color to them.
And that's the thing, dude. I don't hate on people like getting veneers and stuff like that, or like getting implants. That's expensive, and I don't you can't expect your average bear to do that. Like, I don't know that I'd have any money to do that. But what cracks me up also with that is when people get veneers and they are just
huge
horse teeth. Yeah. Bro. It's like, what were you thinking?
dude, and there's so much stuff that people do that's just like trying to escape death, dude. So many people are just so afraid of getting old and like showing age. And that don't bother me, dude.
And when it's like the bigger your tooth are, the older I know you. The older I know y'all is.
Dude, side note, talking to smells. This is a funny one. I literally for just now, I showered before this. I used a new beard oil, same company, but premium version, whatever. Bro, every time I like get close to this mic, I like can smell the beard oil, and it literally smells like I just sawed a 2x4, bro. It smells exactly like
pine,
like just like regular wood, dude. It smells like my grandpa's building a birdhouse, bro. It's like, I like
that. It smells good.
Yeah, sure.
I like that smell.
It's just strange, but it's just funny. Just side note.
Mine smells like frankincense and myrrh and belch.
You probably don't. You probably don't buy nothing unless it's scented. You that cultivation, dude.
Dude, I've been on another grind here for the last couple months, dude. I've been dialing in my dry cologne scents. I can't divulge too much information on that because it's still a work in progress, but I think I've got it honed in pretty well. Let's just say some sweet tobacco is now entering the entering the domain.
Bro, you have a calling. Maybe like that's going to be like when you're 60, what you you'll just like manufacture scents, dude.
Here's my philosophy, dude. Okay. You can be fat, or you could stink. You can't be fat and stink, bro. It's a bad look. So I chose my side. That's what I'm rolling with. So I take efforts to make sure that I don't stink, dude. Like I take
you don't. You never,
and in addition to that, again, I like, you know, I don't know how much into aromatherapy I believe in, but it does make me feel like relaxed, like and cozy.
I don't believe there's probably any like real hard science behind it other than you like it and that makes you feel good and that works.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's truly
just
what it
because
is.
You like it, it works. I don't believe your brain is like being changed by it in any way, but yeah.
So I had a funny thought. It started off with like there were some lyrics at work on a song that I heard. Actually, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I will. And I got a couple of notes on that.
Okay.
So you ready for that? You ever just have a song that you listen to, and it could be a song you've heard your whole life, dude. And you thought the lyrics were a certain way, and then you look them up, and there's something completely different.
You're gonna hate me. But no, not really. The reason why is because pretty much when I'm getting into a song, I'll look up the lyrics.
Oh, man, you suck.
Yeah, and I don't listen to like a lot of stuff on the radio for me to like hear stuff that I like would learn but don't care for.
You want to know what it was?
Yeah.
Steamy Nicks.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yep.
Here's what I have heard my whole life. Just like a one-winged dove sings a song, she says I should sing it. What is the lyric?
So to me, I think it's like a one-winged dove.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's poetry.
Sings the song. It sounds like singing.
That bottom part's right. The top part ain't. It's a white-winged dove. Sings a song. Okay. Sounds like she's singing.
Yeah.
My entire 34 years on this earth, I've been thinking one winged dove because I'm like, it's poetry. She's a one wing. She's a one wing bird.
I think you just primed me. If you would have asked me before, I think I would have got it.
No, I don't think
you would. Because I thought you got the last part wrong, but hey.
We talked about, and between the two of us, a one hit wonder band from the 90s, Delamitri, had a song. Okay. The right time, the wrong me is exactly what I thought it was.
And so you're helping me remember, because these are songs that I grew up with listening to the radio that I didn't necessarily like research, because it's not like I'm a huge fan. I thought it absolutely was that as
Why
well.
Why wouldn't you? Because that's a dope lyric.
That is
the right time, the wrong me.
Dude, that makes total sense.
That is so profound.
Yeah.
That is such an awesome line.
Yes.
But instead, it's the right time to roll with me. Which is so whack. It is the lamest lyric, dude.
It really is.
You took like this one hit wonder was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that's the right time, the wrong me. It's like, well, dude, it's the right time, but it's the wrong me. But now it's the right time to roll with me.
Bro, they probably got popular because everybody just misheard it.
I ain't trying to roll with them.
And I ain't trying to roll with them. If you're going to make a lyric like that, miss an opportunity like that, get out. Everybody probably just misheard that, and it was the 90s, so the internet wasn't as prevalent, so people can't look it up. I guarantee you, people thought that's what it was.
And so what prompted it was the Stevie Nicks, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember the Delamitri. And then when I was growing up, now I've known the correct lyrics to this for probably a little bit more than a decade now, but for a chunk. I'm the tiger, it's the cream of the fight. Rise. I thought it was the cream of the fight. It's the thrill of the fight.
So, you know what's funny about that is I think I've heard you sing that song
of the fight.
I think I've heard you sing that song more than I've heard the actual song. So that sounds right to me. And I think I even thought to myself in the past, that doesn't make any sense, but hey.
It was my little kid brain at the time was like, yeah, it's like
the cream of the crop.
It's the cream of the crop. It's the cream. It's the good stuff. It's the cream filling. It's what's inside every hostess. It's the cream. You work to get to the cream.
Yeah.
It's the cream of the fight. But anyway, I brought that up to say I got on a rabbit hole of misheard expressions, common expressions that we use, little sayings and stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, a lot of the population, myself included, oftentimes has misinterpreted it.
I'm sure I'll fall victim.
Well,
to some
there's one. Okay, so like one that I know you know because we've talked about it before is jive versus jibe.
Yeah. So me personally, that happened to me. I was reading an article that the dude from the Melvins wrote about Kurt Cobain, and in the article it said it didn't jibe, J-I-B-E, with whatever he knew. And I go, huh, there's a mistake, because it's jive, J-I-V is in Victor E. And then I look it up, and nope, I'm the asshole, I'm wrong. It's an old boating term or something. I remember looking that part up, but that's how it started.
It's jibing. So like if you're like saying if somebody agrees with something, you probably say, this jive with you, or this isn't jiving, it's a jibe.
Yeah.
This is a jibe.
Yep.
With you, this isn't jibing. One that you corrected me on fairly recently, you might not remember it, probably within the last couple of years, my whole life, you know, when you hear like an old expression that people say, and you're like, oh, that's just an old wise tale is what I was calling it. Wise tale.
That's funny. Yeah, I've always known the correct version of this one.
Which is?
A wives. Well, once again, this is with a V, not without a V. A wives, W-I-V-E-S.
Yeah, I had no idea till somewhat recently, my entire life. Like it's an old wise, because I thought it was like a Confucius, like, oh, it's an old wise tale. But no, it's an old wives tale. It's like a false. It's false. It's commonly believed, but it's actually false. It's a wives tale, which is kind of sexist, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I never really thought about it.
We're gonna get to some ones that I think are gonna stump you because
okay.
This one I did know. I did know this. You ever hear, he's eager. He's really eager. He's chomping at the bit.
Chomping at the bit.
That's not right.
It's not.
It's champing. He is champing at the bit. Champing. It has to do with horses. They're champing.
You did this whole thing just so you could show your teeth off to the camera. You did this whole bit so you could do that. You could have just done it, man.
It's champing at the bit. But if you look it up, this is one of there's another one coming up just like this where chomping has been such widely used that they just accept either. You can Google it and it's like they'll take either champing or chomping.
I think if I was in a social situation and I said, champing at the bit, people would be like, no, you mean chomping at the bit.
I do it to stir the pot sometimes, dude. I do. I will drop a jibe and a champing at the bit. Just, I'm waiting for somebody to call me out so I can go, just, well, in fact.
And just show them your phone.
Well, as a matter of fact, pull out my glasses. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Case in point.
My case in point. Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
Case in point. I always thought it was case and point.
Oh, no.
My case and point.
No, my case in point. Yeah, I knew that one.
I thought it was case and point. All right, Mr. Know-it-all.
Yep, I knew that one.
I'm going to get you.
Mm-hmm. You got me with the previous one.
He's got a deep-seated belief. Deep-seated with a D. It's a deep-seated.
I had that one wrong. I thought seated is in a plant that like has a seed.
Seated inside of it. It's a deep-seated feeling. He's
that
got
makes
the,
sense
He's
as
got
well.
This deep-seated way of thinking. All right?
I like deep-seated better.
Deep-seated? It's
so ingrained in you, it's part of your DNA,
it's
basically.
It's deep-seated within you.
Yeah, same thing, but seated sounds cooler.
Okay.
It invokes nature, bro.
When it's so clear that somebody's going to win something or get a job, we say that
they're the front runner.
No, that's good, but it's not. They're the shoo-in. This guy's a shoo-in.
Yep,
he's for sure going to get it. How do you spell
it? I'm sure I'm wrong, but S-H-O-E.
It's S-H-O-O. Shoo-in. Shoo-in.
Oh, that makes total sense.
It's a shoo-in.
I thought it was a shoe in the door, like a foot in the door.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I thought, yeah.
That guy is a shoo-in, not a
That also makes sense.
Not a shoo-in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you don't want something, you want to pass the buck to somebody else, I'm going to pawn this off to Dalton.
I'm going
to
pawn this off on somebody, and that is P-A-W-N is how I would spell it.
Okay. It's palmed off. I P-A-L-M'd. I palmed it off to somebody.
Hmm.
Swear to God, dude. I palmed it off. I didn't pawn. I ain't pawning nothing up. I'm going to palm.
I'm going to palm
it off to you.
I like pawn better.
Pawn, yeah. I'm going to pawn it off.
That's
but that
funny.
Implies that you're going to get money for it. I'm going to pawn it to you. Or maybe you're, I don't know. Maybe you're a greasy pawn shop owner.
That's
You ready for this last one?
I am.
When you look so much like a relative.
You look like a spitting image.
A spit and image.
That's what it really is?
You are a spit and image of your father. You are a spit and image of your mother.
Wow.
Not a spitting image. That's another one, just like chomping, that so many people say spitting image, that now spitting and spit and image are both
accepted. Like, and why some of these happen is, bro, I've never heard anybody say it right, ever in my life.
That's the point.
So I'm just copying, what other people say.
A spit and image of, you are a spit and image of him.
That's interesting.
How about that?
How about
that? I thought
that?
The same thing when I was supposed to be working and just going through Wikipedia.
I have a really dumb one that is specific to me.
It's actually Pacific.
Shut up. There is a ritual suicide by Japanese samurais called Harikari, H-A-R-I-K-A-R-I. And the definition is a ritual suicide by disembowelment practiced by the Japanese samurai or formally decreed by a court in lieu of the death penalty. So it was like an honorable thing that they were doing. I only need to say that to say growing up, anytime like the mention of somebody killing themselves came up, which happened more regularly than you would expect, I guess. My grandma would say they committed harikari. And I always heard her say that. And so I always thought that I didn't know about this honor killing. This is something I figured out after my grandma died even.
Oh, wow.
I figured this out within the last few years. I don't remember how I ended up looking it up, but because I was like, there's some weird thing with harikari. He was still alive, but people would say that meant suicide. My grandma must have read it and just thought that's how it was pronounced.
World War II, if you're older, like maybe you're more familiar with like Japanese culture. Maybe.
Yeah, and she did a lot of reading. So she might have read it and then like she knows, you know, your brain just kind of goes towards patterns and stuff. But yeah, Harry Carey. So I'm always thinking of the Chicago Cubs baseball announcer.
Hilarious. And just drunk as shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's like a really funny one specific to me just because that's what my grandma would say.
What's funny is I do remember hearing that it was called Harry Carey, forgot about it until just now. But yeah, that's like when they get down and they take the sword. And
yeah, and it's so they don't like get captured or go to jail with like a captor or something. But yeah, just a really stupid one that I remember from my childhood. You ready to do your Would You Rather?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the recurring segment.
Yeah, dude. So I was able to kind of pull from the last one. Again, once again, I probably won't always be able to do that. This one's a lot more simple than the last one, I think. Anyways, same rules apply. You can't change anything. When we snap our fingers, you're in this state. You can't do anything to change your status. It's like this forever.
Okay.
Would you rather have permanent strep throat or permanent double pink eye?
Never had strep throat.
No way.
Bro, I've got perfect dental hygiene. Does that surprise you?
That's crazy.
Never once had strep throat.
You have your tonsils?
Yeah.
I got mine. You know, I got mine taken. I just didn't.
Well, dude, what sucks is like, I mean, the older you get, the harder that shit is on you. So it's like, I kind of just want to get them out. Like, what? Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
When you get older, like getting your tonsils removed is like a thing. Dude, it's like a serious, like people get fucked up from that.
Huh, I guess because you're done growing. And I like, don't know. It's a thing in the back of your throat.
All I know is I was always told. Now I feel like I need to be fact checked, but it might be an old wise tale.
The thing that I remember about getting my tonsils out was I got a Ken Griffey Jr. like toy, the baseball player, and then they sell you on you're going to eat all this ice cream. Cold hurt me. All I wanted was mashed potatoes and gravy from KFC, bro, for real.
What's so funny is I swear to God, I remember because we were in elementary
school. I was in like the first or second grade.
Yeah, we were young boys. And I remember you even saying at the time, you were like, they tell you get all the cream you want. I couldn't eat any of it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I remember that.
And so I remember my mom was just going in, like, you can order large orders of mashed potatoes and gravy from KFC. And I would just have these big styrofoam containers. And that's like what I ate.
I just picture an IV drip bag. Just
going. That's pretty much
okay,
it.
Okay, so, no, I've never had strep throat.
That's crazy.
I've had pink eye once. And like that wasn't bad. It just looked gross.
You didn't have like the pus and the crusty.
Yeah, it looked gross, but it didn't feel bad.
Okay,
so I would wake up and
strep throat sucks. It's like swallowing razor blades, dude. Especially if it's bad, like it sucks. It ruins your day.
With that being said, I don't want strep throat. I've had pink eye. Didn't think it was that bad. I'll do pink eye. Double pink eye. Right now. I didn't even get my first case. The one and only time I had it was in college.
The only time I ever had it was I was in elementary school still. I've never had it as an adult, so I like vaguely remember it. But also strep throat, I don't think I've had as an adult either. That was before I got my tonsils out. I would get it all the time. But I also would choose double pink eye. That sucks.
Yeah.
But the double pink eye is definitely the way to go, I think, for me.
Okay. I feel it. That's what I want because I've dealt with pink eye. I mean, that just means I'm never going to be able to wear contacts again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really wear contacts much, but
that's a big one for me. But dude, like I've got no problem wearing glasses, honestly.
Yeah. That one was a pretty easy one, dude.
I know we got your new story.
I got a tiny one for this week.
Okay.
I'll have a much larger one for next week.
Okay. So let's end on that. But this has kind of got an inspiring thing. I'm not going to do this every week, but I'm going to pepper it in there.
Okay.
So as we've mentioned, I love the Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
I love them. I love you and I both, I think, kind of live in these hypotheticals.
The podcast exists now, so we're doing them on here, but we've done a million Would You Rathers in our lifetime.
We have spent so much time just because we also each gave each other honest answers, yeah, I feel like.
For sure.
And it's fun. It's just fun. I love, like, would you rather do this? But another thing we would do is, what is your bottom dollar?
Bottom dollar, dude.
The
great
bottom dollar, okay? So a lot of people would like to act tough.
Then they oversell what their limits are. They think they're worth more than what they are.
You know, you say, you know, a light example. Would you French kiss a dude? Would you French kiss your dad for $100K? Okay.
And the answer to that is everyone is doing it.
Yes. Everyone is. But your average bear, I feel like, is going to be like, oh.
Almost everybody is going to tell you no. And even you people listening right now are thinking to yourself, no, I wouldn't, till that cash is in front of you.
Then, you know, there's the idea when it gets even gnarlier, it's like, would you suck a dick for $1 million? It's like, if you say no to that, you're gay.
That's
like,
how it works.
That's
how it works.
That's literally what that means. I would suck 10 dicks for $1 million. You bring me briefcase, open it up, there's $1 million, cold hard cash. I'd say, line them up, boys.
People don't think about the money and the kind of time that buys back in your life.
Seriously.
Because, and like, you're thinking about whatever job you work, whatever job you go to, the jobs we have, you go trade at minimum 40 hours a week of your life to these things. And they hand you peanuts at the end of the day, right? That's how it works for the vast majority of people out here living. And when you get that cash in front of you and you think about the kind of time that buys back, you're like I'll cut, you can buy a finger from me. You can buy one.
There's truly not a whole lot I wouldn't do for some form of money. I mean, you know, to a degree that seems pretty shameless.
There are
definitely things I would not do.
Correct.
There are, but it is a very, very small list when it comes down to it. And honestly, if we want to get serious, there's a lot of, like, suck a dick for $1 million. I'd probably do it for way less than that, to be honest with you. So then we would start talking, like, what would be your bottom dollar? What's the least amount? So yeah. A hypothetical that we would enjoy is, yo, what's the lowest? Like, we've got group chats.
This is best done with a group of 10 people.
Throw a group text out there. Yeah. Okay, what is your bottom dollar to do this? So much to where I thought it would be a genius idea for a reality show. It'd be the world's first reverse auction. So it's a game show, right?
Yeah.
It's a game show. Yeah. And you got your Wayne Brady or whatever. He's got a big old turd, okay? And you've got five contestants. And then Wayne Brady goes, I will give somebody $10,000 to eat this turd. Somebody goes, I'll do it for $9,000. And then somebody else says,
I'll do it for $8,000.
And you just, it's a reverse auction. It's a bottom, the undercutter, your bottom dollar. So then my question to you, Sizzle.
Yeah.
What is your bottom dollar? P. Diddy got 24 hours to do whatever he wants with your butthole. What's your bottom
dollar? Full 24 hours.
24 hours. You got to figure the man probably got to sleep during that time, but you never know. I don't know.
I don't think he does.
We thought we knew Diddy, but we did.
He don't. Okay.
This one's a tough one because I left it like open ended.
Yeah. Well, there's.
Let's assume that he's not going to do any mutilation.
That's what I was just going to ask. Am I like going to get seriously hurt here?
No. There's no mutilations. You'll be able to. I guess you probably would be able to poop afterwards. There's no mutilation.
Okay.
P. Diddy could use your butthole as a toy for just fun or pleasure.
Okay. Clearly, the 24 hours has to be in play here.
24 hours got to be in play.
Because now there's some element of mental fortitude there, right? Right? Like, there's some element of perseverance and making it through.
Ooh.
So that does add some money.
It's not a simple tussle.
It's not a simple tussle. I don't get in and get out. I'm not sleeping.
Well, y'all be getting breakfast together.
You know, I'd like to think I'm better than it, but I think probably just like after clearing taxes, just give me that cool mill, dude. Because the kind of time that buys me, dude.
Oh, 1 million, dude.
You outbid me, dude?
I'm not going to underbid. You won. If we're doing bottom dollar, you win, dude. I think that $1 million is a lot of money, okay? And I would do a lot of things for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got P. Diddy's got my asshole for 24 hours, all
right,
dude.
So here's kind of how I weighed it, right? I'm thinking, what does $1 million cleared to my bank account buy me?
You've got, for me, I get it.
What does that buy me?
For me, you've got a house, you've got your debt free, okay, and you've still probably got half of that left. You get any little toy that you want, you're probably going to be, you've got a house, you've got your cars, but you probably get a new car, it's all paid
not up. No, I'm not, but probably not.
Okay, but you've at least, you're 100% debt free, your house, you're still going to have to work.
You are, but I'm going to get a little bit of time. I'm going to get a year or so. Right, and I think you can set yourself up for success there.
You could also
think of, like, what's crazy about that is that's how bad things are in the economy. It's like that's a way for you to really set yourself up. There's very few little ways to set yourself up.
That's all P. Diddy's been trying to do is afford opportunities to these young men.
Yeah, and
for me, what it would do is I would not miss a beat on working, but I would it would definitely set me up in such a way to like be able to retire at like 40. For me, I would take that million, I would buy a new car, but not even nothing flashy.
You can be smart with it.
Nothing flashy, and I'd buy a house, and I'd have no debt. Okay, I'd probably invest. I would take half of what's left, and like maybe invest it or put it in some sort of IRA, and then I'd go to work, and I would take like. That would afford me an opportunity to probably put like 50% of my check for a long while into my 401k and just start dunking on
it. You know what's crazy? As funny as all that is, now your life's better by a substantial shot.
Yeah, man. I still like just the act of it. Because here's what's different between you and I. Okay. You have got that mental fortitude. You could spend a night in Paris, you know, with P. Diddy, and then the next day you're fine. I'm going to have like a PTSD from it. Like I'm going to be living with some sort of something, dude.
Yeah, I'll overcome.
I can't. I will, but it's always going. It's always going to be there, and it's going to be a journey for me to get over.
Also, the main difference there is, it didn't just happen to me. I said, all right, for the million, I can prepare myself. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
But what if you fall in love? I hate to say, and I have like kind of feel like I've shown myself as a bitch in my own little segment, but I might have to do like 5 mil on that. That might be like one of the more expensive. I usually fancy myself a hell of an undercutter. That one, dude, I might need like 5 mil. I might need 5 mil for that.
Well, you ain't getting none of my mil.
Yeah. Get some of that Meek Mill. anyway, so yeah, I can't promise that I'm going to have one of those every time, and they certainly won't be necessarily that graphic. But I was just reminiscing on our bottom dollar,
yeah.
And I feel like that's a good one. So,
mm-hmm.
If you've got any ideas for a would you rather or a bottom dollar,
let us know.
Holler at your boys.
Let us know.
Yeah, throw down in the comments. You know, whatever. What's our email address?
TheGreaseTrap@OhioBroadcastingCompany.com.
TheGreaseTrap@OhioBroadcastingCompany.com.
That's it.
Okay, throw us an email. But anyway, let's hear what's going on in the news.
Yeah, this is one you probably heard about even. This one's just, this is a mainstream news article that's just interesting. House, Senate, signed by the president. TikTok, bro. Have you heard about this?
I heard it was, I've heard some rumblings, but you also overestimate my ability to keep up with current affairs.
Yeah, so I can probably do it in about a sentence, man. ByteDance is the name of the Chinese company that owns TikTok. Basically, you have support from both parties in the United States government system. Democrats, Republicans both agree that this should be, that this should happen. It's signed into law. I don't remember what day, but very recently. And that company has a year to divest from TikTok, sell it to basically somebody that America's okay with, or they'll ban the app.
So here's my take.
Okay. Yep.
So the narrative is TikTok's bad because it's Chinese. You don't want that shit on your phone taking your info. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the U.S. government is shutting it down tells me that this company might be a little bit more legit than what they're leading on, and that they're not going to bend over and let the United States exploit it or agree to some of the shit that the United States government, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think it's a little more simple than that. I think through everybody using TikTok, they can generate a lot of data about America, Americans, all of our stuff. They don't want the potential of TikTok handing that over to China. The U.S. government wants to be the only ones that can collect that data. So they want that data. They don't want China to have it. And I don't know if TikTok's giving it to them. Don't really care. But I just thought it was interesting that, like, that was something that got bipartisan support.
God damn it. We just got on TikTok.
I know.
We just kind of, I wouldn't even say figured it out, but we just got on there.
Mm-hmm.
The.grease.trap.
I'm sure. So it'll stay around. And it's
too big.
Something will happen.
It's unfathomably big to where, like, I knew how big it was, but you get on there, and I still don't think I fully comprehend the breadth, the reach, like how massive. It is massive on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's ever come close to being that big ever, right? I mean, social media has been around for a while, but this is a fucking juggernaut.
I would say it's probably the biggest platform of all time.
It is crazy, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, we're basically TikTok celebrities now.
Yeah, we got like 9 shares, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Hang tight, buckle up.
Yeah, we're approaching 3 subscribers. I don't even know if that's what the subscribers is what they're called. But yeah, man, I don't know. It just feels like the government being greedy and getting pissed that they didn't get their own way.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting, at least. And dude, good. What was it? ByteDance?
Yes, ByteDance. BYTE.
Dude, honestly, good on them. Good on them for not being bitches.
Yeah, we'll see what the hell happens, because they said they're not going to sell.
Yeah, so good. Hopefully they stick to their guns. But yeah, that's nuts, man. I saw headlines that it was trying to happen. I don't follow the news at all. I literally count on you to tell me what's going on in the world. So that's
And it's funny because I don't explicitly follow the news, but certain things interest me, and I will click them, and I'll see what's going on.
I don't watch the news.
I don't.
But yeah, man. So we're just over an hour after that. Another one in the books, baby. I think we've went up from 3 people watching us to like 5 now. So for you 5
Sick.
People, thanks for sticking around. Again, we're trying to get that TikTok up and rolling, the.grease.trap. Find us on Instagram at the Grease Trap Podcast. I don't know.
I think so. I'll verify that.
Look for
a
logo. He's looking it up. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. Like us.
We are the Grease Trap Podcast.
The Grease Trap Podcast. That's exactly what I said. The Grease Trap Podcast on Instagram. You can listen to us on Apple or Spotify. I don't care how you're digesting us. Just
YouTube,
spread,
man. Watch us on YouTube. Watch the video.
I know that there's not much going on with this setting. We're gonna fix that. Maybe spice it up a little bit. But for now, man, we got a good thing going, I feel like. So just spread the word if you heard.
Yeah.
Tell your brothers, tell your sisters. Other than that, man, any last parting words of wisdom?
Nah, man. Thanks for watching if you did.
Until next time, get your grease on.